when did you come up after?
You were there, you saw us out that day. Now, that's all right, I did that, you see.
It's not hot.
Well, I know it, but I got it all ready. I see you can get in my way, yeah.
Yeah, she's coming in.
Where is that?
Hey, hello, yeah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hello?
Some coffee. Oh, you want him some coffee?
Oh, boy, now that's there, now you're living.
I ain't living good.
Oh, he hadn't seen that.
Now you're living.
Isn't that something?
Now that's all right. I'm joking you, that is all right. Now, if you just had you just a tiny little fan, just about an 8-inch fan, to put on top of this thing,
yeah.
Like that affair,
yeah.
It would keep your heat down under your feet where you want it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, now I've got a big 20-inch fan on top of mine. I leave all the doors open in the house and just let it off.
Yeah.
So how long that?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, this keeps this real nice.
Hey,
look. Yes, it's really nice.
I had to look at that. I forgot that. That thing about to drown me out. I said, yeah, and I got so I couldn't hear.
Oh, I see. You know, that gives me ideas now. I ain't joking you. That sure does.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could put mine back in there like that and put a little button up at the top and make it hard, real hard to open.
Yeah. Yeah.
To keep the kids out of the refrigerator, you know?
Oh, cooking. So that's what you folks think about.
Give Cookie some orange juice, but he don't need the coffee.
I don't drink orange juice.
You don't drink it?
No.
That's pretty good.
Never drink orange juice. I might eat an orange once in a while, but I don't.
Okay, but you used to work in them. You ought to eat them.
That's what burnt me out in them.
How come?
I don't know. I just have no desire for orange juice.
You just lost interest in oranges.
I sure did.
Yeah.
I bet we got oranges laying up on our back porch right now.
Okay,
I'll
let you
sure have.
Do it.
Sure
yeah.
Have.
It's
the cherry doll, Mama.
Yes, but they don't agree with it.
Oh, they don't agree with it.
Cookie, I don't want to lose time. I want Faye and Mamo to hear about what you're doing now.
Oh.
Not this week?
Yeah, you know, that's what I said.
How that thing's opening up down there?
Well, it's just... When I can get the rid of the of Clyde's friends, they don't buy nothing. They don't buy no gas. All they do is come in and drink my coffee up. They don't even buy no oil, gas, or nothing. They just drive up there and park them away and drink my coffee.
Really?
Yeah. When I get rid of them, when Clyde leaves, I get rid of them. Well, I can put me some signs out there. I'm going to put signs out this week. And things are going to open up and do real good. I've got one job sitting in the shop right now. I'll run it out in the morning and make some good money off of it. And still save the man at least $40.
Yeah.
I will. I'll make plenty of money and save him $40.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll take the book price and split it in half. That's all I'd have made if I was working for Brazington on the line. Just made half of it.
Yeah.
Well, why not give the customer the benefit of the other half?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then he's going to tell his neighbor, see? His neighbor's going to tell his neighbor. Mm-hmm. And first thing you know, I'm gonna have plenty of work. But I cleared $138.09.
Why?
After I paid everything.
The first week.
The first week. Clyde told me that he was living and saving $100 every week, and I didn't believe him. But I do now.
What was that figure again?
$138.09. Figured down to the penny. It's creamy.
That's clean.
Well, could you have Clyde do that well? He didn't work.
He charged too much. His prices is too high.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't face the public with a figure like he does.
Oh.
He'd go in there and work on a man's carburetor, adjust it. Work 5 minutes on it and charge him $3. I can't do that. My heart's just not that little. Mm-hmm. That's just robbing the public. Mm-hmm. When a dollar would have been a plenty.
But you ought to charge.
If you help the man, yes. But if you don't do the man no good,
it still costs you. You try.
I know, but if you can't do the man no good, I still can't charge the man.
No. No, it don't work that way now.
Well, I look at it this way, guy. You go down here to the meat market and buy a piece of meat.
Yeah.
Okay. You pay the guy, you pay the man the price of the meat.
Yeah.
You come back home, you ain't got no meat. Now what you gonna do?
Yeah.
You gonna go back and find out where your meat is, ain't you?
Yeah, but that it still it doesn't work that way. Well, anyhow, it's opening up pretty well.
Yes, sir, it's opening up real good. I pumped more gas this week than Clyde did every week he was there.
Yeah.
I pumped over 1,200 gallons this week, and he never did get over 11.
He didn't push that gas.
He didn't care. He just didn't care.
Well, how did Clyde get in there in the first place, Cookie?
He just knew Mr. Smith. And he wanted a place to work for on his friends' cars. See, all of his friends have got big Cadillacs.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Then he's a gambler.
He's a what?
He's a gambler.
What?
I didn't know it till after I bought that station. He's a gambler.
Where's he gambling?
He plays cards.
Oh.
You can see why he had his trailer parked in that one room back of the office there, can't you?
Oh. Yes.
That was headquarters.
That was headquarters.
That was headquarters.
How long was he in there?
3 months.
That long?
3 months.
It didn't seem possible. Well, how did you get on to it, Cookie?
Well, after I left Brazington, I started looking. I could have went to work at Florida Friars, Royal Poultry rather, for $2.75 an hour. Mm-hmm. But it's heavy work, big trucks, transmissions as big as the engine in mine and your cars. That's all heavy work. Well, I'm going to be frank with you. I knew I wouldn't last. Because I ain't got no gumption. I ain't got no sense. Yeah. When the job's there to be done, I'm going to do it. Or bust.
And you all lift and all of that.
That's right. And I'd have been, I'd have worked at it 6 weeks and I'd have been laid up.
Yeah.
That was smart, Cookie.
Then I'd have been on the road. I'd had made service calls anywhere from Gainesville to Miami, all the way to West Florida, Tallahassee, every place.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it
really?
just wasn't worth it.
That'd been a hard life.
I'd never been home.
Mm-hmm. You had your share of that kind of life, hadn't you?
Yes, sir. So I stopped down and needed some gas. I pulled in down at Clyde's and got a tank of gas because I didn't know where I was going to go or what time I was going to get back. I was going to hunt me a job.
Mm-hmm. It's on Saturday.
On Saturday. He said, let me show you this place. I said, what do you want for it? He said, just what I've got in here. He said, you pay me for just what I got in here. I said, Clyde, I can't do it now. I ain't got the money. And he said, you can work next week with me. He said, I'll give you half of your labor. Well, he did. And I made enough money right there from him to pay him for what stock he had in there.
Is that right?
I'm awesome.
I sure did.
Oh, you knew him from Bradenton.
That's right.
You'd worked on his cars.
That's right. And he worked on ours. He did our speedometer work. He rolled the speedometers back and all the high mileage automobiles that they get in,
uh-huh.
He'd turn the speedometers back.
Uh-huh.
And I knew him from that. I said, well, let me call my wife and see what she thinks about it. And I told him when he made me the proposition. I called her, and she said, now, if that's what you want, she said, you just go out ahead. So I locked it up right there.
And just that first week.
That first week.
This past week.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have too much stock.
Well, I still don't have too much stock, but I don't need any.
You don't need any. You don't have time to do to do much, do you?
Oh yes, I can do quite a bit of work there.
And wait on your crate, you haven't enough for gas selling.
There's not enough gas to justify me, see.
I see.
So I got to pick up mechanic work on the side.
You got to do mechanic work.
Uh-huh. And then the parts house is right in 5 blocks of me, see. Well, I pick up my telephone, and by the time I get the oil drained out of one and get it greased, I've got my oil filter there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no use of me letting my money lay up there on that shelf,
mm-hmm.
and maybe sell it next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let the parts house bear the money. That's mm-hmm. what they're in business for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you can get service that quick.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize that was that close.
Yeah, University Automotive Supplies up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right after.
Yeah.
Is it hard to turn, is it tedious to turn back those speedometers?
Yes, sir.
You got to know your business?
Yes, sir.
Like a watchmaker?
That's right.
So you won't bust the speedometer?
That's right.
Break it?
See, those gears that drive the speedometer are, most of them, are made out of this pot metal.
Yeah.
And if you get them back just the least bit cross, well, they're going to strip the gears out in the speedometer head.
Yeah.
Then you bought yourself $80 worth on an Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
And about $140 on a Cadillac.
Yeah.
And some of them you can turn back pull them out and turn them back and get them back in the car in 15 to 20 minutes. And some of them take you half a day.
Yeah.
But he's got a standing price of $10 per car
mm-hmm.
straight through.
Yeah.
some automobiles he'll make $10 in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And others it'll take him a half a day to make $10.
Well, is he doing that kind of work now, still?
Yeah, when they can catch him.
When they can catch him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just have to turn that mileage back. They couldn't leave it.
They think they do.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell how much mileage on a car.
You can tell where that car has been. Mileage don't hurt one.
Don't, yeah.
If that car has been taken care of during the mileage. See, that old Dodge of mine's got 131,000 miles on.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be afraid to start to California tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie, you gonna be able up there now. You know, I was depressed when I found out she was going to that country. I figured you really, really, really hung up now. You're
yeah.
really caught. Yeah, I had bad times around here a day or two.
Well, we all did, Cookie. We thought we'd never see you again, except to wave to you as we passed by.
Yeah. I'm gonna have more free time. Time I can call my own than I would have if I was working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
And you can even work on your own car then, keep it up.
Yeah. I've got that back room back there. I can back anything in there and overhaul it, weld it, do welding and everything right there in the back room. And the pretty part about that back room, see, it was used for a paint room. The windows are way up high.
Yeah.
Okay. Me being back here welding, the arc won't blind the people out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Gosh, you can work on your own time right there, can't you? I mean,
yeah.
If you want to work at night, you can.
Sure.
Got a good place to work.
Yeah.
Well, now, do you feel different, Cooney?
Yeah, I feel 100% better.
In your eyes, how do they feel?
Fine.
And your glasses are good?
Glasses are good.
They put bifocals on you?
They put bifocals on me, and I've almost run over a nigger two or three times, and I took them off.
You took them off?
I'm just not going to drive in until I get used to them.
That's right. You've got to get used to them.
No, I'm absolutely not going to do it. Because I'll run into somebody, just sure as I do. You know, you had to get used to them.
Oh.
You just keep them in your pocket?
I got them right there. But now when I'm around the station and not doing too much work, I'll put them on where?
Uh-huh.
Just to get used to them.
Yeah.
Around home, reading when I get in, I'll put them on. I can fall over anything at the house, you know.
It's helped your headaches?
I haven't had a headache in 4 days. No sign of a headache in 4 days.
Sleep?
Yeah, I wake up 6 o'clock every morning.
Eat?
I can't get enough to eat.
Like cookies?
That's right.
Yeah.
I go up to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Get me a shrimp dinner, and I'll eat it all.
Bring it home.
No, that's what I eat for my dinner over there, see.
I mean, you take it over to the station.
Yeah.
You know, I figured long ago, cousin, if one thing I wasn't going to cut corners on is that's food. That's the cheapest stuff you can buy.
That's right. When you sum it all up, that's the cheapest medicine you can buy.
You keep your stomach full, you see, all the time. Eat a good breakfast, eat a good lunch. Every time you're hungry, eat. I mean 3 meals a day, I don't mean nibble.
Yeah.
And you won't want soft drinks and all this other stuff. That's my feeling.
I don't drink soft drinks. I got them there.
Mm-hmm. Do you sell them there at the station?
Oh, yeah, I have to have them.
You have to have them there.
Mm-hmm. I changed from Coca-Cola to Pepsi-Cola, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I can make, I can make a 95 cents a case on Coke. I can make $1.33 on Pepsi-Cola. I don't have to mess with the bottles.
You probably sell a case a day, almost.
Just about. I've got throwaways from Pepsi-Cola. No return, one-way bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And Coca-Cola, I had the Mexican bottles and everything, filling up the cooler and everything. Pepsi-Cola, they fill it up. That's it.
Oh, but in Coke, you did it.
In Coke, I had to do it. Mexican bottles and all that kind of junk.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not when I can make 38 cents more on the case.
Yeah.
And then not, I mean, not even touch it.
Yeah. Okay. Now all those things are important to know. You have to find out. I mean, you do.
And all those things you've got to have in a business, just like cigarettes. Now Clyde didn't have a cigarette machine in there.
Yeah. And you put that in?
Monday evening, I called Monday morning, and Monday evening I had a cigarette machine in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sell very many, but when people want a cigarette, I know. I want a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If I want a cigar, I want a cigar.
You don't have a cigar machine, though.
No, but I can buy my cigars wholesale and save some there.
Oh, you can?
By having that machine in there, I can buy my cigars wholesale.
Mm-hmm. Why, Cookie, there's a lot of ways to make a little extra.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to find me a 55-gallon drum someplace today. Because I'm looking for gas to go back up in the morning.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I'm going to bring us a 55-gallon of gas down here for the tractors. I'm going to pump it out in the morning before the price goes up.
Well, I wish I knew to get one. I don't know why they didn't get me one. Aaron could have brought me one from, he used to go to Ocala every day.
Yeah.
He could have picked up one down there for me.
I'll find one today. You wait.
Oh, you're going to do it.
I'm going to find me a drum today and in the morning.
Yeah.
In the morning, I'm going to fill it full of gas.
It's going up tomorrow. How much is your gas at your station regular?
Regular? $27.9.
Oh.
But it cost me $23.9.
Oh.
See, I make 4 cents on the gallon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought that was as much as in there.
Golly. Golly. All them markups we have to pay,
okay,
and that's something.
And all gas, is that why you're going up tomorrow? I just said.
You know, what impressed me is I talked to you that time too, was, how much leeway you had. You could do just a few jobs during the week and still make more than you used to.
That's right. That's right.
And you've got long hours there, but you don't have to wear yourself out.
That's
and
right.
You haven't got anybody looking down your
shirt collar. Coming out and jumping all over me. Ain't nobody gonna do that. Ain't nobody doing that up there.
Well, Cookie, there's sometime in the day, a good many times, that you can just sort of prop your feet up, can't you?
Absolutely.
I hope so.
From 10 o'clock in the morning until 12, I can sit there practically with my feet propped up.
Yeah.
And from 2 o'clock until 4, I can sit there with my feet propped up.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have a repair job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything is dead every place at during those hours.
Yeah.
Because people's on the job, either on the job or in school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
10
to
12
and about 2 to 4.
That's right.
Well, what other repair jobs that you usually have?
Tune-ups.
Tune-ups, mainly.
Tune-ups.
I can do a tune-up on a 8-cylinder automobile. It costs you $16 at Brazington. I can do it for $8 and make money.
Plus the parts.
That's right. Plus the parts. $8 plus the parts. You pay $1.25 for plugs a piece at Brazington, I can sell them at $1.15 and make money.
Mm-hmm.
The same plug, exactly.
From the same place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brazington, Cadillac and Oldsmobile,
mm-hmm.
is a selling Cadillac and Oldsmobile to me.
Mm-hmm.
You get anything there, why, it costs you more money. Just like for your Oldsmobile out there.
Yeah.
if you was to go in Brazington and get a bearing for it, the Cadillac and Oldsmobile uses the same front wheel bearing. And the Cadillac wheel bearing is $2 higher than the Oldsmobile.
Cookie.
It's the same, that's absolutely right, they're the same number. Same bearing. But still, Cadillac calls for a higher price.
Cookie? What's the trouble over there at Brazington? How did people get all crossed up there? It looks like it'd be just a perfect place to work.
Well, the used car department is going to be messed up as long as J.J. is in charge of it, because he's afraid of his job. He is, he's as afraid of Johnny as I am a rattlesnake. He sure is. And Johnny can go in and tell him to do something, and man, he jumps out right now, and it's got to be done right then. And he comes out and jumps all over everybody. Well, he won't jump all over me no more.
Well, that's been going on some time.
That's been going on for some time. And that's been 95% of my trouble. Physical trouble. It's the worry and the irritation that I had to go through with there.
Yeah. Now, he's jolly when he's jolly.
That's right. But when he's mad, he's just mad all over.
Yeah.
He's just as mad as he is jolly.
And you can't ignore it.
No, because he gets too deep.
Well, now you were looking forward to this new man that was coming in there.
Yeah. But he didn't come.
Oh.
He didn't come.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He ain't took over yet. And he won't never take over, because J.J. won't give it up.
He won't?
No, nope. He was supposed to took over the first of the year.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't took over yet.
Well, I thought J.J. was going into some other department.
He was supposed to, but he hasn't gone yet. I just don't think he's actually fit for the other job.
Well, now, Alvin doesn't have any trouble over here.
No, I didn't have no trouble when I was over there before. I got along real good in this big shop.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the manager over there, Cookie? The red-headed or Bill?
Red-headed.
Are they calling him Red?
Mm-hmm.
What does Bill do?
He's assistant.
Assistant.
But go to Bill, don't go to Red.
I was going to tell you, Bill's always done the best for me.
One day, Bill Mackey is going to be service manager. Because he's got a lot more knowledge, a lot more respect for his employees
mm-hmm.
than Red has. He's got a lot more respect for you than Red has.
Oh, really?
And if he tells you he'll get your car out today, it's going to come out today.
Cookie, you know so much about all those things. I bet that burn you always make it all right. Tell Mamma a little about Christmas. She's heard your record, you know.
Yeah?
We played it several times. And let me tell you, I told you that. But that little part I made up there that day,
uh-huh.
It sounded pretty awful.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't want it to go by itself. And then what you all did, you see, was perform better.
Uh-huh.
But the spirit of this little one I did was lighthearted. And it helped. I just stuck it on to the end. So you can get it anytime you want it.
No, we had a good trip.
When you guests, I heard you telling about how much ice and snow and stuff that you had to go through with Christmas. That was what?
It's 15 inches.
It's 15 inches there. Yeah.
We left up there in 15 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah, well, how are they getting along now? They all right.
They still got snow.
Oh.
Talk to Daddy. See, Wednesday night. Yeah, Wednesday night. No, it wasn't. It was Thursday night. It was the day Grandpa died. Thursday night. And he said it still had snow, and it was 10 degrees below zero.
Oh.
But I was only one out of 10 children. I was only one that eat dinner, Christmas dinner, with my mom and daddy. Me and Frank eat Christmas dinner with mom and daddy. And I got a sister who lives in 13 mile of them, but she couldn't make it for Christmas dinner.
How'd you make it, cousin?
I just made up my mind. I was going to Mama's, and I went. I just put the chains on the old Dodge and said, let's go.
Yeah.
And that's a big car going over them.
That's right. That's right. And my brother's got a four-wheel drive international truck, pickup truck. I went right on around him and went into Mama's, and he had to back out and go back home.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Well, it's just fine. You just know how to drive, too.
Well, now, you left here, and you drove straight through, didn't you? How long did it take?
I left here, left Gainesville at 5 minutes after 7. And stayed right on the road, and pulled in at Helen's dad's about 10 minutes after 1 that night.
That was on Wednesday?
Wednesday. We left at 5 minutes after 7 Wednesday morning. We drove all day. And up until about 10 minutes after 1 the next morning. Laura drove about 200 miles and I slept. Then I just kept right on the motor. But coming back now, then when we had the fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took me 10 hours to drive 290 miles. And
ten,
I was
10 hours.
10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so tired, I just couldn't go no further. Because I'd sit there with in such a strain on those slick roads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That I would just give out. I'm telling you, I would just give out. I don't know when I've been tired than I was. I was so tired I couldn't sleep.
You did not use the icy roads anymore.
Boy, I'm telling you, that was awful.
I would feel, because you've had your share of icy roads, you know.
That's right. I don't want to go back to Burnhamore in wintertime. Not unless I have to. No. I'll tell you, it's bad enough in summertime. It gets cold enough in summertime.
Yeah.
We went up there in summertime and actually had to wear a coat.
Nice little windy roads. Yeah, it are in there. Are there
curves?
Yeah,
it's just like a black snake's trail.
Mm-hmm.
Right up one hill and down there.
Yeah.
Right after the just like that. Twisting up around them hills.
And with snow and ice. Mm.
That is something. And no guardrails on the side.
Yeah.
Going over the hill that way, I've been rolling yet.
And you couldn't stop, you had to keep moving.
That's right. But I took it easy. I wasn't loaded too heavy. I took it easy.
You had to stop and rest, and that was smart. Spent the night.
I stopped. It cost us $20
mm-hmm.
to accommodate the whole family,
mm-hmm.
just to sleep. I was just asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't you just throw away money?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to wear that rest of money.
I'm telling you, I just couldn't have made it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Laura couldn't drive.
Didn't you drive out to where Laura could drive?
No, I wasn't out of it yet. No, I wasn't out of it yet. Then it was late at night. It took us all day the next day to get home.
Mm-hmm.
500 miles we had yet to come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of that over ice.
A lot of that was still on ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I just couldn't have done it, y'all. I just couldn't.
Paying out $20 to sleep, that's right, costly. You know, that's the trouble. When you get out, away from home, you get caught, and it costs you money.
That's right. They ain't got no sympathy for you.
No, sir.
None at all.
No, sir. A fellow don't appreciate what goes on at home until he gets caught like that, too.
That's right. You don't appreciate that old lumpy bed at home because you get caught out in the snow like that and it costs you $20 for one not any better.
Yeah. Well, now, look, sir, like you said over here, you know, before, that was about your low point back in there, that along in December. You were way down.
That's right. I weighed about 108, 109 pounds, something like that.
Yeah.
Has you gained any now?
And you didn't have much zip, did you?
No, sir. Oh yeah, I've gained some weight.
I can tell.
I stepped on a scale the other day and weighed 129.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah,
sure.
129.
How much you need to weigh?
I don't want to get over 135, something like that.
Yeah.
For your height.
135. If I get to 140, I'm short-winded. I just can't go.
Yeah.
When I was working for Oak Crest, and I'd get above 140, climbing those 100-foot towers,
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't make it to the top one if I stopped and saved my neck.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd stay around 125, 28, 30. I could just skin that thing like nobody's business.
Well, now look, Cookie, back in there, now you had all sorts of ailments. You're down your back?
Yeah.
What'd you do for that? Tell me what you did for that.
It was my kidneys.
Your kidneys, yeah.
That's right. I put eggshells in the oven, burn them brown, just chocolate brown. Took them out and put them in a pint of water and boiled them for about 15 minutes and strain it off and drink the water. That's an old time remedy that my grandmother.
How much would you drink at a time?
Oh, about a half a glass.
Yeah.
Half a glass of.
That's right. Night before you go to bed.
And how many eggshells would it take to make that good strong?
About three.
Yeah.
About three.
Mm-hmm. You put them in the oven first.
Put them in the oven.
Brown.
Brown. Well, just about the color of that coffee there, see?
Yeah.
Then you put them in this water and boil them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by golly, I just had to think of it one day. Grandma, she used to do that all the time. And I done it. And it did. I guess it straightened me out. Something did. That's the only thing I done.
And that was it then. Well, do you have some scales at your place? You don't have.
At the house, yeah.
Oh, at the house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, down at the shop.
Cody, is that stuff hard to take?
What's that? That
your eggshell brew. Uh-uh. Just drink it down.
Well,
I don't see how it could hurt you.
And you could do it, and you could tell the difference.
Yeah, you can tell the difference in 2 days. You sure can.
And that was your back.
Yeah, right there.
That was down in the
lower
part.
That's right, lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I ought to do. I kind of got down in the back.
It won't hurt you.
It won't hurt you.
It sure won't
hurt
you.
How long do you keep it up, Kentucky?
Well, I drank the first pint. Oh, about that much in a glass. Every night before you go to bed, do you get that drank? Then I waited about 2 more weeks and I got me some more.
Oh, you didn't take it then. You just didn't take it every night.
No.
Just took it on tomorrow. Well,
and for security,
I never heard of it so until I heard of you. Yeah.
And for security, I'm gonna do it again. See if
keep it going.
It seems to me that it makes you your kidneys act real frequent.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's curious. Cookie, what do you do this time of year when you need a tonic? Like, don't you know we used to take sulfur glasses and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you give your children anything particular?
Just give them plenty to eat.
Yeah, they're on pretty good food now. Better than I guess they used to be. People used to be.
Just give them all they want to eat. 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Are they all right now? They all had colds from a while when I first.
Yeah, they're about to feel straightened up.
Mm. Well, that's fine. Helen's all right.
Yeah, getting bigger every day.
Oh, bless her heart.
Well, now she's pretty solid.
Yeah, she's gaining weight all the time too. She says she ain't, but she is.
Oh, you pretty well, you could have some of it, didn't you? A little bit.
Well, how you figure she gained weight?
I can help looking at her.
Well, I mean, is it from eating?
Yeah, she eats all. Well, she eats everything she gets her fingers on.
Oh, she got an appetite.
She has got that appetite. I want you to know.
Yeah. Well, we better get busy. Remember when Faye hadn't checked in with you down there. They hadn't had a chance to talk to you.
Cookie, I tell you, we just, as Guy said, we just worried about you because we didn't want you to have, we could just figure that you'd be treading that concrete all day long and
padding the pavement
and working on that, pumping that old gas and spending long hours, and we're just real pleased to know that you things are working out. This makes us feel good.
I'm not going to count, ain't no use keep it open after 5:30, 6 o'clock, because everybody's been going home.
At 6. Mm-hmm.
And Saturday afternoon, people done bought their gas and they're riding. All they're going to do is ride Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
What kind of customers do you get on Saturday? I just wondered about that. I haven't hardly been there long enough.
I've been there three Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly it's just dollar customers.
Mm-hmm.
Just dollar customers. Is you want a dollar worth. But during the week, everybody, most everybody come in, fill it up.
And I hadn't thought about it, but the dollar customers take your time.
Take just as much time, and you don't make no money.
No.
Because if they're getting a dollar worth, you know they ain't going to take no oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That ain't gonna take no oil.
Well, you know, about 12 cents or something like that.
That's right. Well, you know what oil cost a case.
Yeah. You make more on oil than you can.
That's right. I can make more on 1 quart of oil than I can a tank full of gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never thought of that.
I hadn't either.
No, sir. I never thought of that. But I'll be that bright.
I get $1.50 for a grease job, and I can take 2 teaspoonfuls of grease and grease an ordinary late model automobile nowadays.
Yeah.
Sure can. Well, you take 68 Oldsmobile's got 5 grease fittings on. That's all.
Yeah.
5 grease fittings.
And you don't have to run them up. You have to run them up.
You have to raise them up.
Mm-hmm.
But you get $1.50 for grease job.
Frank can help you do that, can't he?
Yeah. That's a standing price all over Gainesville. Lube job, y'all don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of
the
things we thought about, that maybe the members of the family can help out if you need them sometime.
Laura and Frank both going to work here this summer.
Mm-hmm. They haven't helped any yet.
Well, Frank's been over there.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
She's helped you. Who looked after it when you went to the funeral the other day?
I closed it up.
Just closed.
Didn't open it no more either.
Didn't open it.
No. And I never lost nothing by leaving it.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't. Some of those dollar jobs.
Well, we better do what we're going to do for you.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad for you. We'll talk with us and see and hear from you. I'm glad you just.
Well,
we feel better about it than
yeah, you. We sure do. Anything we can be yelling for you.
Now, this is Sunday morning. This is Sunday morning, the 8th of February, 1970, and Cookie did come. While the children went to Sunday school, he came on over here. I called him last night. He didn't get in from the funeral, and he got tied down and couldn't come yesterday. And this is 620-25, Channel 2 Right. 620, Channel 2 Right. Wasn't much talk this morning, but he obviously feels better. And his outlook is just different. This is Channel 2 Right 625. Channel 2 Right 625, Sunday, the 8th of February, 1970.